Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I get to say hello to you once again because it is time, once again, for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how have you been?
It's been a long week in the news business, but I'm happy it's Friday night and excited for this week's show. Before we do that, why don't you clear up our challenge, a challenging challenge from last time?
Yes, so challenging it was incorrect. I said, start with the phrase accident prone. Rearrange the letters to spell a four-letter noun, and what I should have said is a nine-letter adjective that both apply to the C's in the word vaccine. What are the words? Well, thanks to listener Dinah Farrington, who pointed out my mistake, the answer I intended was pair and connected.
Mike, this was an important week in American history as President Joe Biden was inaugurated in one of the more muted ceremonies on record. Biden is the oldest president ever at 78, and the nation's 46th president. In honor of the new administration, all of today's correct answers can be made up of letters in the word inauguration.
Pause for me to write out the word inauguration.
First up, Wolf, with an ebony fingerboard and played from 1973 to 1993. Tiger, 13 and a half pounds and played from 1979 to 1995. And Alligator, played from 1971 to 73, are three of what famous to Grateful Dead fans?
Those are each the description of a guitar.
That's right. Three of Jerry Garcia's guitars, to be specific. And as a bonus fact, Wolf got its name from a cartoon sticker Garcia placed on the bottom of the guitar. Getting its name from the Malay for man of the forest, a third species of what type of great ape, announced in 2017, has only 800 known members.
Counting the letters here, can you spell orangutan?
Yes, you can.
That's kind of amazing that orangutan is in the word inauguration.
All right, third up. For example, golden, strikeout to walk, Twitter.
You can spell, as they are, ratio.
That's right. The Twitter ratio refers to a tweet that receives more replies than retweets or favorites, including a famous example of a post by pundit Chris Saliza titled, In Defense of Ivanka Trump. The National Weather Service in Miami warned that what type of herbivorous lizard, found as far and wide as Hawaii, Brazil, Texas, and Puerto Rico, could fall from trees over the holidays last month with temperatures forecast to be in the 30s, below the 45-degree threshold where their bodies typically go dormant.
So the herbivorous lizard, is the first time I've ever said that you are referring to is an iguana?
That's right. And though it does sound kind of funny, falling iguanas from the trees, officials also warned that they can grow to be 20 pounds and 5 feet, so you really don't want a cold one landing on you.
I don't want one of any temperature landing on me.
Me neither. Okay, let's see if I can get through number five.
Wait a minute.
Named collectively for a ship, what word describes Euphemus, Hylas, Admetus, Heracles, and many others who accompanied Jason?
Each of those people that you mentioned are an Argonaut?
Yes. Well done. Well, Mike Nothnagel swore an oath this week and went 5 for 5. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wimc.org.
Or if you are having a ball with these questions and would like a couple more, head on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to find these questions, along with some extra credit and a challenge. Ian, what do you got?
No wordplay this week, just good old-fashioned trivia. Joe Biden is the 17th U.S. senator to become president. In the 20th century, four former senators would ascend to both the vice presidency and then the presidency, like Biden. Who are they? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times Games Magazine and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.